Hello and welcome to episode 144 of the Drive the Green podcast. I'm your host, Matty B, joined as always by Bronell and Harv. On this episode, we are going to recap the QB shootout, the LPGA US Women's Open. The ultimate foursome returns with Christmas movie characters.
That's right.
Yes, holiday, so. the festivities have begun. Also should be noted that the power cord for the computer that we tape this on has blown up and we are running out of battery. So we kind of got to make this episode quick or else we're dead. And yes, we don't think ahead to bring two power cords. We also want to thank our sponsor, Player Golf, PLYRGolf.com. Use the promo code DriveTheGreen. And we are a member of the Saskatchewan Podcast Network presented by Kinexus.
Proudly, though.
Proudly presented by Kinexus.
Proudly a member, proudly presented.
Proudly a member and it's proudly presented by. Yes, so let's get into it. We got to buzz through the weeks. We got to buzz through pretty much everything.
Yep.
In the interest of time.
Drinks.
Boost count first.
Why not?
I will say I don't want to get on too much of a tangent, but as part of my week, I wanted to mention that I watched Wind River on Netflix, Jeremy Renner movie.
Yeah, you talked about
really
it
liked
at
it.
Length.
Really loved
in that
it.
One group chat.
Really loved it. And then it's apparently kind of like a somewhat of a trilogy. This doesn't even make sense. So it's a trilogy with Hell or High Water, Sicario, and this Wind River because they're all by the same director. But people are calling it a trilogy online. It's just three movies by the same guy.
Didn't Sicario have a second movie too?
Yeah, and it's based in Mexico drug cartels. This one's like Wyoming or North Dakota or something on an Indian reservation, and Hell or High Water, I think, is bank robberies in the Midwest.
That's dumb.
Don't ask.
Okay.
But apparently they're great. Anyway, booze count has officially crossed the 700 mark.
About time.
But I don't think I'm getting to eight. I've actually...
You don't think?
No. Well, I've
got 90. Drinking 50 drinks in 2 weeks.
A tall boy and a old fashioned tonight.
50 drinks a week.
Yeah. Yeah. 50 drinks for 2 weeks.
And I think I've identified the problem. It's because of COVID. Like I can't go out. And I'm not going to have 12 drinks at home with my wife. I'm just not going to do it.
Yeah, it's tough.
And wait till she goes to bed.
Yeah, so I have no reason to do it. So I think 750 is attainable, 45 over the next 2 weeks. Pretty much it. 750 though, I said my goal was at worst 730, two a day.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to attain that for sure. So that was my week. One movie.
And then so next year, the weekly update is how your AA meetings go?
Yeah. Nope, I think we're going to do Bronell's. I am going to track Bronell's booze count next week or next year.
Nice.
You're going to track it. How are you going to do that?
I'm going to text you every night before bed. How many did you do today? How many did you do? Or first thing in the morning, because you probably are going to be up drinking, but when I go to bed.
Well, I had 13 on Saturday.
So. See? But he's counting.
We need that count.
Yeah, he's counting.
I wish we had it.
Yeah, he's counting. Harv, you do anything?
Nope. Nothing.
Easy week.
Kid shit out a battery, so that was good.
He did get the battery out, yeah,
eh? That's great.
We talked about it on last week's show.
Yeah, battery's gone.
Did you have to sort through his turds every time, or was it visible?
No, I did not do that. Someone did.
Can you still use that battery? Or
I think you probably could.
Did you try to?
No, I did not try to. Yeah, so battery's out. That's good. Other than that, yeah, I didn't do anything. Not one thing. Football team won yesterday, so...
You must be nice.
Top of the world.
Nice.
Looking down on creation, but that's it. That's it. That's all.
Good. Bruno.
I actually got out.
Let's find out about 13
so
drinks.
Everything's closed in Saskatchewan, except for indoor golf, isn't. So.
Right. Yep.
That's such a skirting the rules operation that they have.
Well, it's like a restaurant, kind of. So.
Yes.
Yep.
But...
Anyways, there was seven of us across two different sims. So I'm like, okay, I'll go.
Okay.
And because I'm missing golf right now, but man, it didn't take long for me to remember how much I hate sim golf.
Yeah, like you hated sim golf the most last year when we played at
yes.
the same place in our hometown.
Yeah.
And so what'd you say? 10 shots maybe before you hit it again?
Three maybe. Like, I'm just, my game doesn't translate well to the sim golf.
I was just going to say that. You're probably, if we were doing rankings, like for game translation to sim golf, you would be.
This should have been in the ranks last week.
In the bottom five. Like, you're such a feel.
I'm all depth perception. Yep. I'm all just.
And all slinging rat 60 hooks.
60-yard shots.
But
I'm just
can
like,
control those. Like, he slings it from 60 to 20 at all times. Like,
yes.
Yes.
And that don't that work.
Thing
on,
don't pick it up.
It doesn't pick up rat hooks at all.
I don't want to take away from you playing sim golf, but I would be remiss if I didn't mention that I also played on a sim last week.
Nice.
With a friend of the pod. And it wasn't bad. So it's in Regina. And
shout
I think
out
it was
Rusty Shovel.
Shout out Rusty Shovel. True Golf, I think it was. I can't remember. But anyway.
We played there before.
Old 1621 Club in Regina. Not as under new ownership. And it's not TrackMan. It was this True Golf maybe? HD Golf? I can't remember. It was really good. Putting was great. But the system that we use here in our hometown is 4D or what is it called?
Yeah, it's
something. I honestly, there's so many, I don't even know which one it is.
It's,
but it's
weird that
not great.
Like every place you go is different. They
exactly.
Different.
That's another
setup.
Thing that bugs me.
Like when we
even
go
the Sims at this place, all four of them are different.
Really?
What?
Like that guy that I was playing with, the long hitter.
Yeah.
He hits it like 30 yards further on the one sim than the other sim.
Oh, not they all run the same software, but the actual sims themselves.
Calibrated different, maybe.
Yeah. Well, the thing that I found funny is you took a video of this guy, and granted, he hits it 340, 350 outside, like normally.
On a regular day.
On a regular day. And he hit that one that you sent 380, but his smash factor was like 1.74.
Yeah.
Which is like not even human.
No.
So it's just...
He had 100, the swing speed was like 104, yeah. And it produced like a 178 ball speed.
Yeah. It's all about what the camera picks up, and I don't know.
It doesn't make sense.
It's crazy. Anyways, yeah. I might try it one more time this
one
winter.
One more time. With us.
Yeah.
Well, province is shutting down in a week, so.
Yeah, like in 5 days. Maybe like in March.
Yeah. So good on you for getting 13 drinks in.
Yeah.
You do anything else?
Were they beers or just mixed drinks?
Five beers, six gins, and two shots.
Yeah, that'll do it.
What a wild night.
Oh, straight home to bed.
That is a wild night. What else did you do?
Well, still working from home, and yeah, worked out perfect. Women's Open was on today. Got to watch it. Well,
you watched pretty much
the whole
round.
I was working hard the whole day, obviously.
Right, yes, of course.
But it was on in the background. Happened to see a few shots. It was okay.
It was U.S. Open golf. There was
yes.
There was numbers being put up.
Yeah, the course was not that great, really.
Yeah, like well, I really enjoyed because I watched quite a bit of it on Saturday, and then I would have watched some on Sunday if it wasn't delayed.
Yeah,
but I really enjoy the aesthetics of the dark green or light green, whatever you want to call it, fairways with dead rough.
Yes.
Like I just
you don't mind
like
that,
it.
Eh? Yeah, I didn't love it. But
looks like they're playing out of straw in the rough.
Yeah, but didn't you like when they were in Australia for the President's Cup and that was the same thing?
Yes, loved it.
Yeah, well
I think Bruno did love that.
I can change my opinion over the span of a year or whatever.
Yeah, you do it all the time in all scenarios.
Who won?
M Lim Kim.
A Lim Kim.
Is it is that like what's the A stand for?
I don't know what the A stands for. But I tried Googling her a couple times and Lil Kim just kept popping up over and over again. It was fucking frustrating.
Lil Kim.
Yeah,
a Lil Kim.
Yeah.
But did it's Lim. Did you mean a Lil Kim?
Yeah, I felt like Maddie B Googling shit. But yeah, this A Lim Kim comes in as like she was.
Didn't she birdie her last three holes?
Yes. She threw absolute darts on 16 and 17. Tough holes.
Yes.
And then birdies 18, which is, you know, a gettable hole. Three in a row to finish. Sits in the clubhouse for what, 2 hours?
Yeah.
At least an hour.
Yeah. And
spilling coffee on herself. They were showing her so much because there was so much time.
And let's not gloss over the fact that she won a cool $1 million.
Yeah. That's
first
big
place
payday.
Was $1 million.
Nice.
And I thought I saw on Twitter that Amy Olsen has played on the LPGA Tour for I don't know how many years, but her career earnings weren't even $1 million, and it was like
she's
a long
won.
Career. Yeah,
she's had 147 starts on the LPGA and never won.
Like, that's nuts.
And this was, she could have won easily
and
today.
Like, obviously, everyone knows, or maybe don't, but her father passed away.
Father-in-law.
Father-in-law
passed away. And then she didn't win. So I think that was just like the world throwing us off the scent a little that everything is scripted.
I think it kind of was.
People were getting a little too, they're catching on too much that everything is scripted. And this just threw it off the scent a little bit. Tricking people.
I can get behind that.
I was kind of hoping you weren't going to mention the everything scripted because she didn't win, but...
But he did anyway.
Yeah.
See how I worked it in there?
Speaking of, you were hoping we weren't going to mention, you didn't mention that the Steelers lost in your
week? This was their scheduled loss.
Well, yeah. Are we going to be mentioning all their losses from now on?
Yes.
Like, well, if they keep backing their way into the playoffs like this, we're going to have to.
Yeah. We should, I mean, I said this in a group chat. I know it's a cherry pick stat, but they are 0-2 in their last two games.
They may never win again.
Oh, there's a great chance. Their offense is brutal.
Chiefs.
And they don't have an easy schedule.
Yeah,
Chiefs. But good news is the Ravens are beating the Browns tonight, and the Steelers just have to beat the Bengals on Monday night to win the North.
So you will win the North.
This is a big game for them.
Yeah, so we are, what else obviously, if we tape on Mondays, watching a little bit of Monday Night Football. Bronell's glued. This third quarter has been taking forever. There's only 7 minutes left in it.
You'd think I would hate the Ravens way more than the Browns. I hate the Browns way more. Way more.
I think you hate them because now they're getting relevant. You don't have that easy win.
Yeah, that's why he hates them. Scheduled wins.
And their fans are complete losers. That's
the guy wearing the mask just over his nose today? That guy? You talking about that fan?
Reach out to us if you're Browns fans. I think I only know Simmer. That's the only Browns fan I know.
Yeah,
me too. A lot of our listeners up in Saskatoon probably know old Simmer.
What else did I have here? Christy Kerr, did you hear about her story?
Yeah.
Yes.
She got in a golf cart accident this week and dislocated 3 ribs.
I forgot how ridiculous her swing is.
And she finished like top 20, I'm pretty sure.
T-30th, but she was right up.
Sorry. Yeah, she shot seven or eight over. Yeah.
Seven over today.
Yeah. Well, the scores were bad today. There were some ugly numbers.
Scores were bad, but like I watched, what was it? My dad has been watching a ton of Golf Channel lately, and Christy Kerr was on there teaching people how to hit different styles of shots, and I completely forgot how ridiculous her swing was, and I was like, well, maybe she's doing that for the lessons. And then I watched her in this week, and yes, like, it is that ridiculous. It's like all hands.
Yeah, it's weird.
There's no body movement to it. It's nuts. And that's what is she?
Your swing too.
Yeah, well, I don't watch myself swing, okay?
Yeah. Probably my biggest takeaway from this thing was that they were wearing parkas.
And earmuffs.
And I'm 100% here for this. I love that. Yeah, I think
it was fun to watch.
That PGA should have tournaments like this.
You think they should have like two cold tournaments a year?
Yes.
Like the cold season.
You want people to start watching? Make these guys play in shitty conditions where they have to wear a parka and mitts and they're going and they...
You want one more piece of the pie?
Sure.
Make it worth double the FedEx Cup points.
Oh, wow.
So that guys can't everyone bail. Would bail. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Like guys can't bail.
Brooks ain't playing in that tournament.
No, but still.
But they would if it was double the points.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That field would be filled.
Like that would just be the best.
Okay, maybe 1.5 times.
Yeah, 1. Maybe not 5, two, yeah. But make it worth at least as much as a major. Big tournament. Yeah.
Yeah.
And have the guys go in there and be like, yeah, you got to face the elements. I'd rather see a guy deal with brown rough, with weird lies. Hell, they have the technology. Football does it all the time. Scrape off the snow in some tournaments and just play on the course. The course gets shut down for months anyway to lead up to a PGA tournament.
Just the brushes on the front of quads. Yeah,
just scrape off the fairways, push it over into the rough.
It is one of the reasons why people love the Open.
Yeah, the weather.
Because a lot of times the weather's shitty.
Mm-hmm. But like, makes you hit it over in the snow, it's just like hitting it in a waste area. Like, you got to figure out a way to hit it out of there.
Love it. Harv, you got some good ideas. 1 out of 10.
1 out of 10.
The Australians are just going to mop up on those tournaments.
Well, we talk about it a lot.
Sometimes these guys
always play well in the snow from Australia.
The wind though.
And the cold.
These guys, we say it all the time. These guys have no idea what it is to play in inclement weather.
Yeah, like 52 weeks.
Rain, that's it. 52
weeks of 28 degrees and no wind.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, and then when it rains, they shut it down because they can't play. Too wet.
There should only be like tornadoes and lightning that shuts down a golf tournament. That's it. That's everything else?
What it is, really.
Fair game. Well, no, they shut it down if it's too wet. Like, you should have the workers out there squeegeeing the greens every time, and you just got to deal with it.
Yep. Mud balls.
No carts.
No carts. Of course not. Carts. Cart pass only.
Yeah, 90 degrees at best.
Brooke was 44th.
Never got it going.
And Alina missed a cut.
Yeah.
Brooke wasn't so bad, but the 77 on Saturday hurt her.
Yeah.
She played well today.
We talking QBE now? Or?
Oh, yeah. Let's get right into
Get into that.
What's there to talk
the
about?
The other PGA event. Let me quick battery check on the old computer.
If it's under 50, we're shutting this thing right down.
No, 55. So we've only used 5% so far.
I mean,
you know what they say about batteries? The back half either lasts forever or it shuts down at 20%. And I don't know. I don't know. Never got this far.
You're always plugged in.
Never got this far in my dreams.
Kuchar and English win by 9 shots.
That's it, eh?
Well, minus 37.
Brownell said, and we all agreed, Harris English right now is a cheat code in picks.
Yeah.
That guy is good.
He's like Gretzky when you had to split up his goals and assists for pools.
Like, not only that,
but here's ridiculous. The thing. He went through, he was the 5th pick last week.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Kuchar was his partner.
Nobody now, him. Now to tangent it onto Kuchar.
Top 5 cheapskates.
Speaking,
cheesesteaks.
Yes, cheesesteaks. Speaking of like all the stars are aligned. So we said Harris English right now is a cheat code because he's playing so well. And Matt Kuchar's son was his caddy. So he was more than incentivized to win the tournament knowing that he didn't have to pay his caddy.
Well, I mean, he probably gave him his regular weekly allowance $12 or whatever.
I bet you.
If he did the dishes at the house that they rented.
So, like, everything set up for those two to win. The hot guy and the cheapskate who had his son on the bag.
Yeah, I just wrote down, cue the jokes. When I put, here come the jokes. The caddy jokes. They shot 61 in the no scotch or greensomes or whatever that second day was. Like, that's good.
Insane.
Really good. Well, they won it by 8 shots.
Nine.
But still.
This is their third win at this tournament. Like, they're just a good team at this.
Yeah. And Sabatini and Tway were second. And I was like, oh, there's no way they're going to be good again.
Well, I mean, it is called the QB shootout. And what were they? 30 what under?
37.
37. 3 rounds.
Right. I like this tournament. I wish it was a full field.
Yeah.
Because, like, it's just something.
Scrambles are neat. Like, Nah and O'Hare were 16 under.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, it's 56. Fun.
They're dialed.
It's like a
Nah was walking
2K
in
round.
Yeah.
You still can't get to 18, hey?
No, 17 all the time.
Yeah.
Always with a par on a par 5. Like, just an idiot. You just hit it in the rough, and then they don't let you hit a 3-wood out of there because it only goes, like, 130 yards or whatever.
Yeah.
And then I just don't get up and down from the fairway. It drives me insane. Like, I've never been a controller throwing guy, but I'm close when I par 5 in that game.
Actually,
God, it drives me nuts.
It's funny you mentioned that because we're in taping this show in Brownell's Steeler watching cave this week, and the remote still works. So obviously, didn't throw it hard enough yesterday.
So what happened? This is why the Steelers lost yesterday.
Oh boy,
I was watching the game upstairs.
One of those guys
watching the game upstairs. My wife says, loud, why don't you go watch downstairs? At that point, we were up 7-0. Went downstairs, all went to shit. It's a legit thing.
Yeah, just
I'm telling
you
right now, just me, where I watch the games matters every week.
That
I love those types of guys.
There was a guy when the Oilers went on their cup run in 06, there was a guy who was an Oilers fan, and whatever, we'd get together, watch the games, he'd be like, okay, I wear my jersey for the first period. In the second period, I lay my jersey across the table. No one better put a drink on it, but it lays across there, and then I put it back on for the third. Like,
what happens when they lost?
Well, he just kept doing it.
Like, started a new superstition.
Now he just does it forever.
Are we got anything else for the QBE? I got nothing. Hughes was second. Hughes and Griffin were second.
Leishman put on a chipping clinic.
Yeah, is that your shot of the week?
No, it's not, but is it your shot of the week?
I just had it written down. It wasn't my shot of the week.
No. That one he hit was side sauce that just, like, went in when he, like, zinged it straight. Like, it took a 90-degree right turn and just went in. And then the other one, he was in, like, on the path or something, or, like, a waste area, and just hit, like, a bullet chip that just, like, checked hard and then went in. Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I didn't have much else. It's a shootout.
I had a couple of
scores are too good.
Carb always has a couple more things. Always.
Yeah. Always a couple more.
Answer and Wolf, before the tournament, Answer was trying to do the Wolf swing, or Wolf was trying to get him some more distance. Didn't work out, obviously.
No. The best team never does well here.
I was just gonna say the had to be the tournament favorites.
Absolutely.
Other than English and Kuchar.
And they shot 62 in the scramble part, which, like, that's okay, but that's six shots off the lead in scramble. There was 3 62s that first day, which is kind of odd, I thought. And then I just wrote down Palmer and Varner. Was that like a best dress, worst dress team? I mean, I don't like Varner's. I don't like the Jordan stuff, but it is nice stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's just not. I don't like the shoes.
Yeah,
I love Michael Jordan. Like,
what
love
was Ryan Palmer wearing?
The usual gray on gray camo, whatever, Columbia or whatever those stuff you get from, like.
And not DJ gray on gray.
No,
not like the cool stuff.
No, but yeah, that's all I had for it. Shots of the week.
Was there aces?
Okay, time out. Why don't we wrap all this into one? Talk about race to Dubai.
Sure.
And then shot of the week could be in any of those tournaments.
Okay.
And dude wipes can be in any of those tournaments.
Race to Dubai. Fitzy won.
The tournament.
World Tour Championship. Won the tournament, yep.
Yeah, it really pissed me off that tournament was in the middle of the night here.
Yeah, like you, and because it was a limited field, it was over before you woke up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
that was the worst part about it.
The early, or the guys who teed off early in round four were teeing off at like 10:30 Saturday night.
Yes.
I watched.
Yeah, why didn't I stay up? I went, played sim
13
golf.
13 drinks.
Yeah. I woke up at 7 in the morning for some reason, hung tarts, and it wasn't even on.
Yeah, like I don't, that's the only part that I have is it lines up perfectly that in European events that start later, non-limited events, they end pretty much right when you wake up for coffee, right? But this tournament, because it only had 65 guys, no cut, it was done earlier.
Yeah.
Sucked, for sure. And again, I'm one of those guys that I can't even PVR like a Chiefs game or anything. If I know the result, I will find that result before I watch whatever.
It's tough, yeah.
I'm so bad at that. So, like, if it's already over and they re-air it, I can't watch it.
Yeah.
I already know who won. And especially in golf, like, if you know exactly what they do on this hole, so hard.
Is that a battery?
No, I don't know if my mic picked that up, but
Trophy just said big scepter.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
What do you like better, the big scepter that Fitzy won for the tournament, or that spirally tower that
the scepter
Westwood won for
the scepter, just because the tower is too tough to display.
Do you think that scepter is like solid?
Oh yeah, that thing's got, do you think some, it's heft like to it, for sure.
It's like a wrapping paper roll.
No, it's not a wrapping paper roll. It's
if it was like a solid beam, I think that would be.
Yeah. Going into that, Westwood won the race to Dubai by 18 points over Fitzy.
That's, I love it.
And Bruno, you can say it. The best part of those two winning was
didn't win.
There you go.
That's okay. Why I wanted to watch.
Did he choke that away, or is everything scripted and they don't want an American winning that?
Yeah.
I can get behind EIS, other than I think Americans have won many of these before.
No, no, an American has never won the race to Dubai.
I thought Patrick Reed won it like 2 years ago.
No.
Choked that one away too.
Huh.
Coughed it right up.
Yeah, because it was...
Fourth and four.
What was it?
Get him.
It was... Oh, no. Reed and Morikawa were both like in the top three to win this. It was Reed, Fleetwood, Morikawa. And they were saying this could be the first time an American wins the race to Dubai.
It weird.
Didn't happen. So Westwood got his third tour championship win.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, all that guy needed was one major to have just an illustrious career. And now it's just like, well, pretty good career, but didn't win a major, so.
Yeah. I mean.
Sucks to suck, I guess.
Sucks to suck. And that's a debate for another day of who the best without a major is, but.
Yeah.
There's lots of them.
But, yeah. The only other thing I wrote down for this tournament was that Nienaber guy on the driving range just smoothly hitting 190-plus ball speeds when you got Bryson. Like, Bryson has to hate that guy.
Yeah,
like, that
hate
guy
him.
And it put on 40 pounds, swings like a
gorilla.
Raped ape, is that a term?
We should point out, too, while you're talking about Bryson, on Instagram when he posted Berkshire, hit that 8-iron 302.
On a sim.
On a sim, that's...
Nah, I bet you could hit it. Okay, shave 30 yards off.
Yeah.
8-iron 270.
Yeah, it was still impressive. But yeah, Bryson put on all that weight, and then this guy who doesn't seem like an overly big guy is just smoothly hitting.
Well, and he's the guy that last week they were like, oh, this tournament's at elevation, that 435-yard drive or whatever it was, is like he can't hit it that far. Well, I mean, he's hitting it pretty far, not at elevation.
Yeah, it's way more impressive for a tall, lanky guy to have the, you know, the flexibility.
Tony Finau is way more impressive than Bryson.
Yes.
Like to not go like the to not look like swing.
a complete fool doing it. Like,
I mean, Matthew Wolf has a weird swing, but that's even better almost.
Yeah, the power that those guys generate without swinging completely out of their shoes is way more impressive to me than what Bryson does.
And you don't have to be a linebacker.
No, exactly.
Nope. He needed to be a linebacker.
Okay, so that's it for Dubai?
That's all I had, yeah.
Okay, so shots of the week. I'm going A-Lim Kim. 16 and 17. Absolute rippers in there.
2K.
That's our favorite line. It's our favorite line from 2K.
Chewing fiber.
Yeah, that's a good one too. Almost went in the bucket.
I hate that one. So I hate that one because it's never close.
Never.
It's always like when you hit a pitch or a chip too hard and it just burns by.
Yeah.
So it's funny that you're saying those because... I mean, I haven't played 2K nearly as much as you guys, but I've still played it a lot, but I couldn't tell you any comments on there because I play it with no sound.
Oh.
Like on mute?
Like turned all the way down. Why? To the point that I can't hear it.
That's...
I have no idea what the comments are.
It's odd.
That's very odd. So you just, like, you got music on?
You got another TV on?
I'm just...
Football?
You just sit in silence.
So either it's silence or it's, I'm watching a TV show. Like a movie's on.
That is odd to me.
Yeah, I don't know why.
That's odd.
Usually it's a TV show, but I will just play in silence.
Okay.
No.
I'm just shook here.
Did I wreck your brain for the rest of the show?
My shot of the week is Louis Oosthuizen from behind the sign. The QB sign, like, way off in the trees.
I opened it up to all tournaments.
Yeah, so that was my shot of the week just because it was relatable. Like, that's a shot that 99% of the people aren't playing from. I would. He did. So I'm picking it.
I would. He did. Who are you are? I am.
Exactly.
That reminds me of a shot I had at the sim on Saturday. There was a rock in front of me. I was like, okay, I could probably just hit a regular. I'm hitting a 60-degree, it's like 40 yards. Like, I'll just hit a regular, pitch shot here. Hits the rock, goes backwards.
That's probably the most...
fuck, give me a mulligan right now.
Go click the screen.
I opened the 60 up wide and hit the ceiling straight above me, and it got over the rock.
That's the worst part about the Sims that I find is, sometimes you're, in the middle of the bush, and you just hit a normal swing, and it just goes right out.
Yeah.
And then other times...
Ricochets off 30 trees.
Yeah, it's not realistic. I mean, trees are 90% air, but...
Yeah. You got birthdays or no?
Yeah, a couple birthdays. I got Brant Snedeker birthday.
Yep.
Okay. And
RBC guy.
Yeah, and Richard Fowler, 32.
Your buddy.
I'm surprised you even brought that up, Harf.
Well.
I posted it in the group, so.
Now he's just gloating, though. He's like, I thought I'd bring up his birthday since he's not playing in the Masters next year.
It's like, are you reading my sheet?
I'm going to go with Dude Wipes, Varner, and Palmer. First round leaders finished third to last.
Well, Na and O'Hare were first round leaders, but
56? Oh,
yeah,
what did you?
Na and O'Hare.
It was 56, Sorry, 57 first round.
Kevin Na walked in
a bunch of putts
in the first round.
Yeah.
I think Lamar Jackson had to go to the bathroom or something.
Ah, yeah. Also,
just
live notes here. Why did they go for two?
I don't know. To make it a 6-point game. 14? It was the luckiest 2-point play ever.
Kick two field goals. Anyways.
Yeah, but why were they kick two field goals to tie because they were down 14 and they went for two randomly.
We into the news now?
Into the news before we get into the ultimate foursome.
Yeah,
news. Just quick battery
check. Oh, I know why. Because Cody Park is their kicker and he already missed.
Running total on the battery check. Still at 46%.
Oh, we can slow her down. Kay. News.
Slow her down.
Slow it down. 30 minutes in.
Quick hits. Here's a good one to start with. Michael Jordan's new course that...
Yeah.
Whatever it is. They use drones to deliver your refreshments.
I saw that. Bud Light's coming in hot.
So this was a thing... Like, just at the start of the year, and then I never heard of it, like, being put into practice, and probably COVID.
Just putting, like, a bunch of good-looking girls out of jobs.
That's what I was just going to say, is, like, I don't know about you guys, but I wouldn't mind the beer cart girls being out there.
Yeah, I'm indifferent.
Can be guys, whatever.
Good-looking guy, good-looking girl, they're going to make a bunch of tips.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
I mean, you're indifferent because you don't experience them on our golf course. There's no beer cart.
A, I don't know what those are. And B, they ain't getting tips, too many tips for me anyway.
Yeah. 250, I'll take 250 back from my five.
525 beers. Like, that is the smartest marketing in the world. 5 1/4. Here's your 475 back. And then you usually like give 275 or something like that. It's like, what are we
doing? Toonie's good. Toonie's good.
Toonie's good, yeah.
Next, this Canadian golfer, Rob James, played 851 holes in 24 hours.
Yeah.
The math doesn't even add up there.
No, it doesn't.
It's tough to believe. For
so
sure.
it was also like, I think, in Edmonton or something like that at a 9-hole course.
Should we get him on the show?
That's what I was going to bring up. We should, because I have a lot of questions about this. Because if you do the math, that's 36 holes an hour.
36 an hour.
Like, are you just, like, I don't know if you could do
that. So he had to close the course.
If you only teed off on every hole.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you had the closed course.
You'd have to drive on
no
greens.
No waiting.
Yeah, well, obviously, those are obvious.
30, maybe it's a par 36? Three course. Still, you're not doing it.
36 an hour?
Yeah, it's just impossible. That's
so go
driving
nine holes every 15
maybe
minutes?
Maybe he's driving his cart on the greens.
9 every 15 minutes, which is a hole every 90 seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not even...
So maybe we should reach out to this guy and get him on the pod.
How do you play a hole in 90 seconds?
Explain.
Yeah. It has to be a par 3 course. It just has to be. And even then...
How tired would you be?
Maybe they're not counting driving or walking time. Like, it's just shots.
Ah.
But still, then that that doesn't really make it a record. Because you're not really playing.
Also doesn't make any sense.
It has to count that. Yeah.
I don't know. It doesn't make sense.
We've got some questions. What is it, Rob
James?
And also,
he obviously didn't play 24 hours straight. You're not playing in the dark.
Maybe he played 24 straight days for 1 hour.
Alaska
36
or
holes.
Where was it?
Yeah.
Where was it?
Edmonton, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe it was his fastest rounds of the entire summer.
Yeah.
And he just broke them down all the way down into the total.
That's a big spreadsheet.
Next.
Daniel Kang brought it up, but a potential PGA-LPGA team-style tournament is something she thinks fans would like.
Oh, I would love it.
Yeah. Two-on-twos, stuff like that?
Well, I don't know if it even has, like, not like... I think it's you just run two tournaments together. Like you send out a group of the ladies or
just mix
two
them in.
And two or whatever, and they're playing from the tees they play from, the pros play from the teams they play from. Almost like a men's night blind team thing. And then just at the end, you find out who your partner was and you add up those scores. There's ways to do it that I think it would be kind of cool. Like obviously you're not going to put them on like a head-to-head type thing.
Mm-hmm.
No.
But... Yeah.
Next.
The 2026 President's Cup is moved to Medina and not at Harding Park like initially scheduled. And the reason was because Harding Park is supposedly hosting a PGA tournament that year. So they gave up the President's Cup.
Whew.
Which I don't really understand. Like, so your
they
host,
gave it up voluntarily or had to give it up?
No, well, I don't know. It just said they gave it up.
Okay.
Which I think is odd because the President's Cup's in November or December or whatever, October, if it's in Medina.
Just not allowed to do it two in the year?
Yeah, I mean, maybe. I don't know.
Probably reading way too much into this, but.
Steph Curry's hosting that tournament at Harding Park, PGA tournament, by the way.
Really?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Big Golden State guy.
I suppose.
Makes sense.
Next.
Phil Mickelson. I hate him. That's all I wrote. That stupid video.
It is making the news, hey? Yeah, the video of Mizzen and Main shirts video.
St. Mick.
Oh, that's a find that tweet.
Yeah.
He's just
ripping off Bubba Claus.
Yeah.
He's definitely ripping off. I didn't even think of that.
Yeah. The lefties.
By the way, I forgot to order my coffee.
Yeah.
I just forgot.
That could happen anyway.
I was on the list.
Can you do it
I got
now?
The newsletter. Yeah, I could still do it. Maybe I'm holding out. One of you guys will get it. Maybe you guys will go together and get it for me for Christmas.
Huh? Don't waste battery power doing Secret it right Santa. Now.
Yeah, that would be a good Christmas. Maybe a Boxing Day gift. They probably don't have Boxing Day deals on an American site, do they?
Yeah, it's more of a Black Friday thing.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Next.
Tommy Fleetwood signs with TaylorMade.
Kate?
Replacing John Rahm, who left.
For Callaway.
Yeah. Last guy who left for Callaway kind of didn't work out for him.
Who was that?
Sergio.
Oh, yeah.
Or did he... No, he won the Masters, then left for Callaway, I think. I don't know. Whatever. Next. Didn't really want to end on this one, but we kind of talked about all the other tournaments. But Tom Weisskopf diagnosed with pancreatic cancer.
Yeah.
Former British Open winner.
Yeah, definitely didn't want to end on that one, but
here we are.
Here we are. Ultimate Foursome.
Yeah, we doing this?
Yeah, I guess so. So Ultimate Foursomes returns this week. We're heading into the Christmas break. Next week, I think we're going to have a show next week, and then we're going to take the one after Christmas off.
Yeah.
We might have something.
We got to do the greenies, though, so one of the next 2 weeks. So we'll be back with something, maybe an interview for you. But we wanted to make sure we got one Ultimate Foursome in before Christmas. So we came up with, and I'm actually amazed, this is our third holiday season with the podcast. We've never done Ultimate Foursome holiday movie characters.
Yeah.
This is, are we golfing with the character or the actor?
The character.
The character. Thank you.
Yeah. Character.
Just clarifying.
Has to be. Yeah.
All right. So who's going first?
Harv said he would.
Yeah, I can go first.
All right.
So starting off on my list, I'm going with this guy is, well, he's 65 years old now, 6 foot tall, 140 pounds, Willie T. Soak from Bad Santa.
Oh, shit. Good thing we didn't draft these out because he's my alternate. So now I'm hoping you don't take any of my other guys.
He's on my list, but yep.
Yeah, he's on like one of your three?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I thought he was going to be on no one's.
I thought he was going to be on everybody's.
He is on everyone's, yeah.
I thought there was some more obvious ones, so I went with this one.
He's the best.
Yeah, so I mean, that movie is the best. Yeah.
He's an eating, drinking, shitting, fucking Santa Claus.
That's right. There's so many underrated lines in that movie, it's not even funny. So he's my first one, my Ultimate Foursome. Second one, this one, the height... I don't have the weight, but the height could be left to interpretation a little bit too. But the one I found was 6'2", 53 years old, the Grinch.
What's going on here?
No way.
You got him too?
Oh, yeah.
Jeez, I thought no one was going to take it. I'm taking the animated one from the original.
Okay.
Like, I'm not touching that Jim Carrey catastrophe. But yeah, How the Grinch Stole Christmas. He's number two on my Ultimate Foursome. Number three, kind of went back and forth on a few here, but I'm going to go, couldn't find a height or age or weight, but I'm going to assume he's like 10 feet tall. I don't know how old he is, probably a million. Jack Skellington from Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh, no. Is that even technically a Christmas movie?
Pardon me?
It says Christmas right in the
name. It says Christmas
names.
Right in the name.
Nightmare
of it.
Before Christmas? Oh, yeah, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely.
I've never seen that movie.
My kids are just in love with that movie right now.
Probably more of a Christmas movie than Die Hard, but...
Don't get me started on that, but yes, it absolutely is. So, yeah, I'm going with Willie T. Soak, The Grinch, Jack Skellington.
All right, well,
that's really...
Oh, and I'm playing...
Fuck me, right?
I'll probably play with Willie, just let the two animated guys be on the team.
The two animated guys.
All right, well, I guess I should go next since...
No, I'll go next.
Okay.
Okay. So first guy here for me, I think I'm going to save the argument for last. And you guys both know where that's going. First guy, 63 years old, Marv from Home Alone.
Nice.
Daniel Stern. So my picks actually went down a bit of a rabbit hole. But anyway, before I get to the rabbit holes, basically I just want to have Marv in here to kind of get a feel for, you know, Home Alone in general. How many of the stunts did he do himself? I'm sure this is readily available information, but I want to hear it straight from the horse's mouth. Like, what stunts did you do? Did you think at any point in time that this was a stupid movie? Because, like many of these movies, like, how are you that dumb to find yourself in these scenarios?
Did that brick hurt when it hit you in the face?
Which one?
We watched Home Alone 2, me and my kids, right before they went to bed tonight. So, first half yesterday, second half today.
And obviously, the obvious, if it's a nice-looking hole...
Yeah. Wow, get the what quote. A hole.
Wow, what a hole.
Exactly. So on the tee. So this rabbit hole that I went down is, that's not even his best character in my mind. It's Phil Brickma from Rookie of the Year.
Well, yeah.
Absolutely. Not.
Did you know that he actually was the director of Rookie of the Year?
That I didn't know.
He's the writer and director of Rookie of the Year. So I thought that was very interesting.
Yes, thanks for that tidbit.
You're welcome. Next is Uncle Eddie, Randy Quaid.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
Christmas Vacation. Rabbit hole on this one. So Eddie Shitter's Full, obviously. Arguably the best Christmas movie of all time. Home Alone. So I've nailed it 2 for 2.
Yeah.
And best Christmas movies of all time.
Bad Santa's up there for me.
Uncle Bad Eddie. Here's the rabbit hole. So obviously Randy Quaid plays Uncle Eddie. Dennis Quaid's his brother. Meg Ryan's Dennis Quaid's wife, or was. Jack is their son, who is also Huey from The Boys.
Oh, yeah. I did know that.
Huey from The Boys is Dennis Quaid and Meg Ryan's son.
Small world.
Isn't that something? anyway, my last pick from probably the third best Christmas movie of all time, John McClane from... Die Hard.
Oh, God. Thought we were doing Bruce Christmas Willis. Movies.
So, yep. It's funny because... full disclosure on this. I hadn't seen Die Hard probably until about 3 years ago. Full disclosure. And then, because I never really understood, A, why people loved it so much, and B, why people thought it was a Christmas movie. After seeing both things made sense. Yes, it's a Christmas movie. Happens during Christmas party. That's literally all you need for it to be a Christmas movie. What is it? Office Christmas Party? Is that a Christmas movie?
Yeah, it's got Christmas right in the title.
Yeah. It happens at a Christmas party. That is what Die Hard is. It's a Christmas party. And it's a really good movie. So I would have John McClane. I am definitely playing with Uncle Eddie.
Oh, yeah.
Have to.
Yeah. Yeah. No. No microwaves on the course? Is it microwaves that throw them off? The metal plate in his head or whatever?
Yeah. Vegas Vacation is also a very underrated movie.
Yeah.
So I'm playing with
Uncle Eddie. If you don't see it 30 times in a week, because it's on TV every day.
Vegas Vacation's on every day?
It used to be.
Oh, yeah. It used to be. Not
anymore. Won the monies.
Yeah. So those are my three.
Okay, well.
I've never seen Die Hard, so.
Yeah, so that's why, A, nice. You don't think it's a Christmas movie, and B, don't know why people like it. Just open up your eyes and watch it one time.
That doesn't sound like me.
Am I next?
Well, yes. I already went, so.
All right, well, yeah, I don't even know what the fuck I'm going to be doing here. Like, what are we doing with these anymore? And I ain't doing Heights and Weights because I just didn't prepare them. So
if it makes you feel any better, it. I just noticed that we didn't do pick recap.
That's next.
Okay, yeah, good.
It's next. I had Grinch and Willy Soke because I was going to go like miserable old fucks and just go down.
Fit your own.
With that theme. So I am still going to do that because I'm picking Ebenezer Scrooge from A Christmas Carol.
Yep, that sounds exactly like you.
Never seen the movie, but I know all about him from the book when I had to read it in university.
Talking about the Scrooge McDuck version?
No.
The Jim Carrey version.
Yeah, exactly.
Or the actual movie.
The actual one. Simple reason you got the nod here. He's like the grumpiest guy in the world, and I won't be the grumpiest guy in the group anymore.
It'll be just close.
Just don't but wanna, I won't be. Don't want to gloss over this, but why did you have to read that in university? What did you take in university?
I majored in English for a minute.
Right.
So yeah, I have Ebbs as a sneaky good golfer. I got him at a 12 handicap.
Oh shit, I forgot to do that.
Yeah. Yep.
That's my thing. Good though. For you, yeah. That's your thing.
So yeah, my second and third picks were the Grinch and Willie from Bad Santa, because they're also miserable. But so I got a couple of replacements here. I'm going Miles Finch from Elf. Because holy shit, is he ever an angry elf?
He's an angry elf.
Well done.
Oh man, what bunch of miserable picks.
And I'm going Harry Lime from Home Alone, because he's pretty miserable.
There you go.
And I found out today, years old, that his last name is Lime.
Oh yeah, I knew that. I don't know.
Never says it in the movies.
Does Marv? I don't think Marv has a last name. Does Marv have a last name?
It's just Marv.
I think I've heard of the Harry Lime thing. I'm 95% sure I've heard that. I mean, if you were asking me to recall that, I wouldn't. But now that you say it, I've heard it. I thought you were going to
go with Uncle Frank from Home Alone.
Top five.
Yeah, that is definitely
he's a grumpy guy.
Yeah.
Get out of here, you nosy little pervert, or I'll slap you silly.
Marvin Merchants is his name.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, and I also had Clark Griswold on my on mentions because...
He deserves to
be on somebody's list.
As good as Home Alone 2 is, like, it's better than Home Alone 1.
Uncle Frank.
Obviously.
1 is better than 2.
I actually think I like 2 better.
Love 1.
2, here's the only reason that they're even in the same conversation. That bird lady completely ruins number 2.
You know all the birds in that movie.
You know what's a severely underrated moment in 2? Is when he meets the bird lady for the first time and goes, sick, and runs away.
What do you mean? That's perfectly well rated. That's like the best part of the movie.
No, but like it flies under the radar though. Like when he like just stares at her and goes, sick, and runs away.
Yeah. So I had for Clark, I had everything goes wrong for him, and I figured I'd put him in my foursome because I can relate with that on the golf course. I never get any of the breaks.
Oh. That's fair.
Oh my gosh.
This does bring up a few points. The main flaw in number 1 is the fact that fucking mom took all that detour to get home and beats the family home by about 6 minutes. And I can't get over that. That's why I hate 1. And number 2, what I hate is when they find out that Kevin's in New York, and the whole family flies from Florida to New York to find him. Why wouldn't you fly home and then she goes and gets Kevin and meets you at home?
I don't know if we need
like
to get that.
The ending of the movie doesn't make sense in either of them. Like, well, yeah. Why are you flying your family all the way, all over the place here? Like, it makes no sense.
I mean, I wouldn't go too far.
Yeah, I shouldn't dive too deep into it.
In 2, Marv should have died 12 times.
and Harry when he puts his head in the toilet with the
the
gasoline.
And that's not we're obviously not glossing over the fact that at some point those flight attendants in the second one, when he mixes up all the boarding passes, are going to sort through the boarding passes and realize that the boarding pass for Florida is in the New York stack and find out immediately that the kid's on the wrong plane. Neither here nor there.
Yep.
All right. You want to get into picks and pick recap?
I don't really want to, but we can.
Well, is this tournament with another one? Is this worth 2 or 1?
1.
1.
We said it was 1.
1. We actually said it was worth 0, and then I argued for 1, and then almost
good point.
1.
We'll go with 1.
Yep.
I won the week, so...
you did.
Like usual. It's standings are me with 15, Bronell 12, Randy 2, Maddie B still at 0.
Yep.
I had Leishman and Smith 8th, Kuchar and English 1st, Berger and Stricker 9th, and Tway and Sabatini 2nd for a 5 average.
1, 2, 8, 9.
Matty B got 2nd. He had Munoz and Neiman 12th, dead last. Oosthuizen and Bubba Watson 5th, Lanto Griffin and...
Matt Hughes
2nd, Kevin Na and...
Sean O'Hare
2nd for a 5.25 average.
Yeah, Munoz and Neiman screwed me. Dead last.
Maybe the second best team.
Second best team.
Yep.
12th.
Randy,
all I had to do was finish 10th and I win.
Randy got 3rd. He had Horschel and...
Who cares?
who was Horschel's partner?
Todd.
Oh, yeah, Brandon Todd. Fifth. Kevin Nah.
So you just wrote down O'Hare. The first guy of every pair. Just
ran out of room.
Thought he could remember them all, but he hasn't.
Kevin Nah and Sean O'Hare second. One. Munoz and Niemann 12th. Then Leishman and Smith 8th for a 6.75 average. Brunel was last.
Don't even mention them.
Wolf and Answer 11th. Champ and...
Finau.
Yeah, no surprise. Fifth, Horschel and...
Todd.
Fifth, and Palmer and Varner 10th for 7.75 average.
Yeah.
All right. Another one point tournament. We might as well take picks for the PNC. So that's the only thing left for this ep.
1 point.
Is to talk about... We should just talk a little bit about this... Whatever,
how many
circus of a weekend this is going to be?
What a bunch of legends playing
all over the map. I think we just take two teams. Let's just take two teams. These are the track.
Okay, we can do two.
Okay,
just two, two teams.
So
all kinds of father sons
snake draft or
this last minute
snake draft
last minute thing is going to tick off Randy. I'll tell you that. Right now.
Randy didn't even send it in.
Touchdown Ravens.
Hollywood Brown. 2 minute warning.
Jackson came in. He had cramps all game.
Okay.
What a weird game. Okay. Anyways.
Very weird.
What were you saying, Harf?
Two field goals ties it.
Yeah, we shouldn't be watching football while we're doing this.
I just said, I don't know what I said. Oh, yeah, Randy's going to be ticked at us, but he'll get over it.
Fuck him.
Yeah.
So I'm first?
You're first.
Take the sings.
You get two.
You don't have the stones to take the sings first overall.
Take him with my second pick. I'm taking JT and his dad.
Damn it.
You absolutely have to. I'd be kicking myself if I didn't.
Yeah. Okay. I guess
yeah,
so.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably the safest bet. I mean, I'll go next. I got to take Bernhardt.
And Jason.
Bernhardt and Jason Longer strictly because half of this field is immediately eliminated because they have kids with them.
Like Matt Kuchar's son is like, what, 10?
Yeah. So half the field is eliminated because they have kids with them. The other 25% is going to take it as we're just here with my kid. I'm having fun. Bernhardt is in the 25% that is 100% trying to win this tournament.
Yeah. Yes.
I don't even know if JT and his dad are. They're probably in the 25% of fun.
Yeah, but they're like his dad is good. So like they're clearly the best team.
Yes. And it's definitely a snake draft.
Is it a snake? So I get two picks.
If Harv agrees.
I get two picks.
I'm
second either way, so it's up to Harv.
Yeah, sure. Take your two.
I'm taking the dailies.
I knew you would. So
we've got to take Little John. I think I like Little John more than Big John now.
Okay.
Big John gonna use a cart?
I don't know.
They must be able to in this. There's some old people playing.
Okay. And?
I'll leave you Tiger. I'll leave him for you. I'm going to take the Sorenstams.
Oh, nice.
It's 2020.
I'm not taking Tiger.
I have no idea how good Tom Sorenstam is, but I'm I'm hoping good.
Okay. I'm hoping. I don't know how old Tanner Furyk is, but I got to like
Jim. Sounds pretty young.
Yeah. I didn't do a lot of research, but I want to pick... Like Jim's old.
Yeah.
So Tanner's gotta be I was gonna go Tom and David Kite.
Take the Woodses, man.
No, I'm taking Jim and Tanner Furyk.
Okay. You're leaving me the Woodses, eh?
Yep.
I'm not taking them. I'm taking David Duval.
You love Duval.
I do.
And Brady. He's getting older.
Yeah.
I like this. I like the kids. We should have probably drafted out the entire field.
Nobody's got the Woods, hey?
No one got the Woods.
Perfect. I guess we'll watch some of
Charlie
that this
can't be good enough to help nothing. Tiger out. It's Tiger playing by himself.
And it's a scramble.
Is it?
Yeah.
The whole thing?
I think so.
Oh, that changes things.
Yeah, so who's nice the best player? Who's the best player playing? Bernhardt.
No, JT.
The second ranked player in the world.
He's playing for fun. Bernhardt is trying to win.
He's got to make sure that they beat Woods and Chuck.
Bernhardt is 100% trying to win this tournament. Absolutely. JT's not trying to win it because if JT wins it, then he's not going to get invited back. Because they're like, well, we can't have the second player in the world playing in this tournament. and trying to win it, it goes against everything this tournament's about. So JT will not win. Well, Bernhard does not
get into
it
by winning a major, so they only have limited people to choose from.
Telling you.
Yeah.
Stand by it. You guys got anything else?
No.
No, that's it. That's all.
That wraps it up for episode 144. Holiday
2020 almost over.
Characters. Ultimate foursome.
Yep.
2020 is almost over. So I'll try to pile up the drink count this week, and we'll be back next week. But until then, it's time for us to hit the clubhouse. Your heart's an empty hole.